You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. This is SBS On The Money from the SBS Newsroom for this Friday, the 13th of November 2020. It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Later, Aussie shares fell this Friday, but it's up 3.5% for the week. Is a Santa rally still on the cards? But first, the Commonwealth Bank has dramatically upgraded economic growth forecasts because of a huge bank of savings, which is about to be spent. The bank estimates that by the start of 2021, Aussie households will have around $100 billion in additional savings since the pandemic began. And that's because of unprecedented levels of government and fiscal stimulus. But where will all that money be spent? For that and more, I spoke earlier with Commonwealth Bank senior economist Belinda Allen. Belinda, Australia has seen unprecedented fiscal and monetary support. So to what extent have Aussies saved that money compared with spending it?
That's a really interesting question. So when we've looked at the data, both, I guess, for the June quarter and what we expect for the September quarter, and then as we lead into 2021, we could see Australians have almost $100 billion worth of excess savings compared to a normal year as we head into 2021. And that's from anything to do with the income support provided from the government in terms of the coronavirus supplement, household benefit payments, and that doesn't even include the early withdrawal of super. We also see a large increase in savings coming through CBA bank accounts. So there's a number of different ways that we are looking at this at the moment, but it certainly looks like consumers are entering 2021 with a lot of savings on the sidelines ready to be spent.
Do you expect them to be pulling from that savings, and when do you think they'll start to do so?
It's a good question. So already we have seen spending lift. So in our most recent release of the CBA credit and debit card spending data, we have seen the momentum pick up. So that's certainly the case. In the last week, we have seen annual spending lift around 13% compared to a year ago, and that's certainly an accelerated pace compared to recent week. So already we're seeing it, but we do think as we look into 2021, as restrictions are eased, as social distancing requirements are started to be softened a little, we think that will automatically lead people to spend more. One of the things that's been holding back spending are those restrictions.
That money, where is it likely to be spent, do you think?
So I guess there's a number of different areas it could be. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand out there. And we have already seen that in Victoria in particular, as restrictions have been eased, we have seen large lifts in things like personal care spending. So people getting back to the beauty salons, getting back to get their hair done, spending on clothing and household furnishings and equipment. So that tells us there's pent-up demand. The other area we could see spending take place is areas that have been impacted by restrictions, particularly domestic tourism. So we know Australians do love to travel. We generally travel offshore. Australians have historically traveled offshore a lot. So we would expect domestic tourism to be a key source of potential growth for the Australian economy in 2021.
If we've got $100 billion there sitting in savings accounts that might go back into the economy next year, do we need JobKeeper?
So it's an interesting dynamic at the moment. So without the additional income support, obviously the impact on the Australian economy would be a lot worse. But what we're expecting is as those savings are deployed, that should be enough to lift demand, lift employment, and actually be able to compensate for the reduction in JobKeeper. So we are expecting, I guess, that transition to take place in 2021. And with that, we are actually expecting a better labour market performance in 2021 than what we had originally been expecting.
Belinda Allen there from the Commonwealth Bank. She's a senior economist. And as a result of that extra bank of savings, the Commonwealth Bank has upgraded its economic growth forecasts. It now expects GDP to contract by 3.3% in 2020. But to be better in the following years. So it expects the economy to expand by 4.2% in 2021 and then by 3.8% in 2022. More interestingly is that the bank says that the jobless rate, the unemployment rate, has probably already peaked at around 7.5%. So the bank expects the unemployment rate to reach 5.75% by the end of next year, and then fall to 5% by the end of 2022. That, of course, is in the absence of another domestic COVID-19 outbreak. A lot of that spending, though, is expected to happen in the lead up into Christmas. The National Retailers Association says it expects Christmas sales to go above $50 billion over the holiday period, and that includes a record $5 billion worth of online sales. And that's good news for local companies because they are set to benefit. Here is the National Retailers Association CEO, Dominique Lamb.
Look, we know the consumers since COVID have really been investing in Australian retailers. They're shopping locally, they're looking for brands that are manufactured onshore, and they're really supporting people that, you know, have been tried and tested Australian brands. So it's about people finding niche brands that need support and really engaging with them. The other thing that they're doing is if they have been a loyal consumer, they're really partaking in that loyalty program. So we know that many retailers have been engaging on a personalised basis and starting to write to their consumers and provide them with gifts and incentives to purchase, and that is really working.
Dominique Lamb there, the CEO of the National Retailers Association. Now a quick look at the Australian share market, which fell today. The S&P ASX 200 down 0.2% to 6,405. For the week, though, the index rose 3.5%. Today, the gold producers did well, but the banks declined. For more on the market action, I spoke earlier with Jessica Amir from Bell Direct. Jessica, the market is down today. Why?
Today, we're following US equities lower with investors locking in recent profits. So why is that? Well, the US central bank chair basically came out overnight saying the economic future looks a little overcast. More stimulus is needed, particularly for women, children and small businesses who've been hit the hardest in the pandemic. But looking more broadly, a vaccine is around the corner. Equities are expected to continue to rally for the next 12 months.
But for the month of November, shares are up around 8%. Surely that can't be sustained, or can it?
Well, some think it can. For many investors, Aussie equities look a bit cheap, given that we're off about 10% from the February all-time high. And many stocks, particularly in those hardest hit in the pandemic, banking, real estate, airlines, engineering, those type of names, they've been heavily hit in the wake of the pandemic, and they're actually undervalued compared to February levels. And there's an expectation that markets will continue to rally, as they historically do after a US election. We've also got business consumer confidence levels at multi-year highs. This is supported by record low interest rates. And it looks like we're on the other side of our first recession in 29 years. So the economy is growing, and this and everything that we've just mentioned all supports share market growth.
Typically, we'd see a Santa rally as we lead into Christmas, but given that the share market has rallied around 40% since the March lows, can we expect it?
Well, Santa Claus usually pays a visit to markets every year, regardless if they've been naughty or nice throughout the year. So yes, the market is up 40% from the COVID low, but we're still 10% off that February all-time high. Now, over the last 40 years, markets generally see a Santa Claus rally, and it usually kicks off towards the end of next week. And this is fueled by an increase in consumer spending. Now, rallies, Ricardo, generally last, say, 43 days historically, and they generally carry through to the last or to 2 weeks after New Year's Eve. But history is not always an indicator of future performance. So it's really important to take a close look at your Christmas list, because if you pick successful stocks, they can definitely outperform the market.
Jessica Amir there from Bell Direct. Next week, a couple of important milestones. Firstly, on Monday, Qantas will celebrate its 100th birthday in a very interesting time. And also we'll hear from the Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, on Monday talking about COVID and the impact on the economy. That is SBS on the Money for this Friday, the 13th of November 2020. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Business Ricardo.